The laws of Pidyon HaBen, the halakha allows the Kohen, after he receives the coins, to return them to the Abi HaBen. As a matter of fact, the Gemara records two Kohanim, Rav Chisda and Rabbi Tarfon, that was their practice, that after they would receive the coins for the Pidyon, they would return it, and the Gemara says they were praised because of it. From here, Shulchan Aruch is posek, that practice is totally acceptable for the coin to return the coins. However, he makes one stipulation, that he shouldn't always return the coins. That shouldn't be his constant practice, for the following reason. Because then everybody's going to use that kohen, and he's going to hurt other kohanim from getting what's coming to them, the matanut kehuna. He doesn't want to cause a monopoly that everybody will say, oh, give it to that coin, because you know you get the coins back. Unless it's fa'anihim. When it comes to Abi HaBen that's a'ani, Shulchan Aruch says he could always return it. Because you're giving back the money to a poor person. The Aruch HaShulchan says that that's clearly what Rav Chisda and Rabbi Tarfon were doing. Because the Gemara says they were praised. Now, why would they be praised if they give back the coin to a rich person? Must be they were praised because they gave it back to somebody that needed it. So therefore, while one should not have a constant practice to return the coins, but if the Abi HaBen is an Ani, he can always return it in that situation. To different Abi HaBens, obviously. When it comes to the following case, what if the Abi HaBen made the following stipulation at the time that he gave the coins? He said, I'm giving this to you as matana. However, al minat ahzir. It's matana. However, there's a condition that after you receive this matana, you have to return it to me. The Gemara already establishes in a few places, matana al minat ahzir, have matana. That's considered that you gave a matana. It belongs to the Kohen. And you put a stipulation, and he agreed to the stipulation, that he'll give it back. So long as it's a stipulation after a matana, Shulchan Aruch rules, it's absolutely fine, and the pidyon is kasher. Even on that stipulation, it should be pointed out that again, the Kohen should not constantly do this matana al-minat la'azir again. Because then again, he monopolizes the, if everybody knows that this Kohen accepts this condition always, he'll monopolize pinyons, and it hurts other Kohanim. The Teshuvah just points out that it's true matanat works on Manat Lahazir, so long as you're asking back for the exact coins. However, if you tell the Kohen that you want back other coins, not necessarily ones you gave him, so then you turn this pidyon transaction into a loan. What is a loan? Loan, you take the money that you got and spend it, and you pay back different monies. That would be a halva'ah, and that would compromise the pidyon.